Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That is what makes the Tampa Bay Lightning so impressive. They will beat you 8-0, or they will beat you your way. It's the Yahoo Sports Hockey Podcast. Justin Cuthbert with you. And it was a clinic from the Lightning in Game 7 in terms of do-or-die performances. It was mistake-free, or at least as close as you can get to that. It was five men packed in, always behind the puck. It was self-sacrifice. It was 60 minutes of everything you need to win in the Stanley Cup playoffs from the team with maybe the most skill in the entire NHL. Only one goal was needed for the Tampa Bay Lightning to get through, because the Lightning were perfect in almost every regard, beating the New York Islanders in Game 7 and in 7 games to advance to the Stanley Cup Final for a second straight season and the third time in the last 7 years. There they will meet the Montreal Canadiens for a Stanley Cup Final that few, or if any, predicted, but it should be a very, very fun one. As for the game, I think it was safe to wonder, you know, exactly what we'd see from the Lightning in this game, because this is the first time in 40 postseason games that the Lightning were facing elimination, and that's an incredible run. But of course, the last time they were facing elimination, and the last time they experienced that feeling of needing to win a hockey game, they were being swept away by the Columbus Blue Jackets. And I guess that's sort of apples and oranges, because their will probably was broken at that point, and they were, you know, missing Nikita Kucherov because of the suspension. A lot of things were going in the Columbus Blue Jackets' favor then, but still, we've seen them wilt under pressure, and we've seen maybe the most infamous loss in postseason history, at least modern recent history, with the Lightning crashing out in 4 games after that historically dominant regular season. So the Lightning, at least in this game, had to show something that they hadn't in some time, at least over the last 2 Stanley Cup playoff runs, ones that have yielded at least Stanley Cup final appearances. And, well, when looking at the game, it was exactly what it needed to be for them to move on. I mean, we're talking about single-digit shot totals for the Islanders in each period, 5 in the first, 6 in the second, and 7 shots in the third. And many of those shots in the third period came late in that final sort of flurry with the empty net, but as the Islanders were really getting desperate late, because they did such a good job at the start of that period, which is just a small part in their entire defensive effort in Game 7. But 50 shot attempts for the Islanders, but only 29 were unblocked, which tells you everything you need to know about the commitment the Lightning had to keeping the puck out of their own net in Game 7 and using that one goal to advance to the NHL's championship series. That said, I don't want to take anything away from Andrei Vasilevskiy, because he was a brilliant once again. And I mean, he took the loss in his last chance to eliminate an opponent, which was, of course, the Islanders in Game 6. But now with this shutout in Game 7, he has now shut out the opponent in series clinching victories every time on the road into the Stanley Cup Final this year. So over the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes, and now the New York Islanders. And it's actually 4-0 when you look back at the Stanley Cup Final clinching victory in the bubble in Edmonton over the Dallas Stars. So 4 straight shutouts in games in which the Lightning have managed to eliminate an opponent. And apparently that's the longest run of that very specific stat in NHL history. Vasilevskiy, perfect when he's got the opportunity to eliminate an opponent, aside from, you know, the Game 6 loss that he had the other night. Remarkable nonetheless. As I mentioned, only one goal was needed, and that came from Yanni Gourde. And again, as much as this was a lot about Andrei Vasilevsky, the goal was a product of that shot blocking that the Lightning had in Game 7. Ryan McDonagh had two massive blocks on an Islanders penalty, or power play rather, and then he collected the puck and showed great patience to just hold it for a second in order to clear the zone and maintain possession by putting a pass onto a stick, onto the stick of a teammate in neutral ice. And once he completed that pass and they still had possession, it was Anthony Cirelli who carried it into the zone and curled and spotted Yanni Gourde for the goal. So the combination of McDonagh and Cirelli taking time and making sure that the Lightning could get a change and just doing that, you know, normal, disciplined, basic stuff to help the Lightning win games was actually what allowed them to get the goal that was going to be the difference in this game. And it's a fascinating development that Cirelli was able to spot Gourde in that moment, because it was the first shorthanded goal that the Islanders had allowed all season. The discipline for the Islanders is just drilled into every facet in all situations for them, but it let up once. And at the worst time. And it wasn't just an unfortunate circumstance. This was a legitimate missed assignment. This was blown coverage. A rare mistake. But the mistake that might have prevented them from going to the Stanley Cup final. It's too bad. The Islanders, though, I mean, you know, it's a bitter taste for sure. Maybe last year was unexpected. This year unexpected for most people. But probably not for those in that dressing room. But you can't take away from the fact that it was another incredible run from them. I mean, they started the season trading away Devon Toews, arguably their best defenseman. And yet guys like Scott Mayfield and Noah Dobson, they develop, and you don't even think about the fact that they traded such a brilliant defender to another team at the start of the year. And they just kept the train moving under Barry Trotz. And with Lou Lamoriello, you know, he's going to get it. There's going to be some changes for the Islanders this summer. I think, you know, they made some rental moves and all that. And there's just going to be changes regardless because, well, there's an expansion draft coming and there's contracts that need to be signed. But Lou Lamoriello and Barry Trotz are going to have the opportunity to ice another great team. And they'll be able to do that in front of the same great fans and wonderful atmosphere, but in a new building next season. So great things still ahead for the New York Islanders, who are going to be knocking on the door. You can guarantee it again next year. But the Stanley Cup final is set. It's Montreal, it's Tampa, it's the Canadiens and the Lightning. It's the two best goaltenders in the world. It's the best team in the world. As I mentioned, back-to-back Stanley Cup final appearances, three of the last seven, versus the team that no one ever expected to be there. Thankfully, we've got Julian McKenzie on the podcast this weekend, who's been covering Montreal's run, unlikely run to the Stanley Cup final, the entire way for The Athletic and, of course, for us here at Yahoo Sports. So we're going to dive deeper into the series, as deep as we can go, breaking down the matchups and everything before Game 1 on Monday night. And we're going to keep it short tonight because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about on Sunday morning. We'll get that out for you Sunday afternoon, but I want to take the time to get settled, to think about it a little more, and to get some expertise from our buddy Julian. So the full breakdown for the Stanley Cup Final in 2021 between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Montreal Canadiens comes this weekend, and we'll leave it there for now. It's been an incredible run up to this point, and it might not be the matchup that most expected, and it might not be the matchup that's going to be the most even, although I'm not going to discount Montreal's chances any longer. I'm just going to stay away from that, but it's going to be a great Stanley Cup final nonetheless, and I can't wait to dive into it more with Julian and to break down every game here on the podcast. If you've been listening this long, I appreciate your support during this run. A little bit of spaced out now, so it's gonna get a little easier. It's not gonna be every night, but the Stanley Cup final is gonna be great, and we're gonna have tons of coverage at Yahoo Sports and on the Yahoo Sports podcast, so we will talk to you then.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.